around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Okay, here comes hour two of America's number one travel radio show, everyone. It is just past 11 a.m. Eastern Time. It is Saturday, December 7th, 2024. And we are headed over to Paris for a report on the reopening of Notre Dame Cathedral.
That's right. That's going on now. And it was April 15th, 2019, that terrible fire destroyed a good portion of the medieval Catholic cathedral. Robert, RJ, and I happened to be on the English Channel island of Guernsey when the fire occurred. We arrived into Paris the next day. Of course, we made our way to Notre Dame along the Seine with so many others. And it was such a somber scene watching firefighters pour water on what remained. Nearly $900 million was raised for reconstruction from people around the world. And an American craftsman from upstate New York, Jackson Du Bois, was a key part of the team who rebuilt the famous spire. He's in Paris for the grand reopening this weekend and joins us now.
Jackson, listen, thanks for joining us today from Paris. The reopening of Notre Dame is something the whole world can celebrate.
Hey, it's great to be here with you. Thanks so much. Yes, it is quite a celebration, and Paris is also celebrating today, even though it's a bit windy. And honestly, today the whole island is on lockdown, especially since we've got President-elect Trump and English royalty and stuff here. So while the energy is high and everyone's enjoying it, you also have your standard Parisian frustration.
Well, yeah,
going
no
on
question here. About that.
Of course,
you know?
It's so, Paris,
so,
right?
Listen, I want to set this up for folks. So you're from Cooperstown, New York, a place known to many as the home of the Baseball Hall of Fame. It's over 3,500 miles from Paris. But because you specialize in timber framing, this is a popular building technique used before the 20th century, when the 860-year-old Notre Dame Cathedral burned and its roof was framed with wood, your rare skill set was needed for the rebuilding effort. You know, you have French heritage, which we love, which must have made it extra special for you. So, you know, Jackson, I want you to share with everyone listening how proud it made you to be part of the Notre Dame rebuilding team. And do you feel the cathedral has been rebuilt in a historically accurate way?
Oh, Robert, it was absolutely an over-the-top experience, yes. And who would have known that such an obscure skill set would suddenly become important to the restoration of one of the most fantastic international monuments? Being here, my family left in the mid-1600s, you know, they were leaving for religious prosecution, they were Protestants, so to be able to kind of go full circle here and come back around and work side by side with these fantastic French carpenters and represent my American organizations that really were instrumental in helping me come here was a fantastic honor.
Jackson, it must be an incredible honor. The story is amazing. I just love the fact that a handful of Americans, including yourself, were part of this. Did they call you? Were you an expert? You're obviously an expert in this, in Gothic reconstruction and design and craftsmanship. But did you have to, like, audition, apply? How did you get the job?
Yeah. Well, in 2021, an educational organization that I've worked with and the Timber Framers Guild has worked with a lot over the years called Hans House Studio put together a project in Washington, D.C. at the Catholic University there. And we were gifted one of the original drawings by the French architects for the restoration here for one of the trusses. And kind of in solidarity with a French organization called Carpenters Without Borders or Charpentiers Sans Frontières, we also reconstructed one of the trusses right there in Washington, D.C., and raised it on the mall, did all the work with axes and had a lot of student involvement, and it was really a great experience. And it got the attention of some of the French architects here, Rémy Frémont and Philippe Villeneuve, and they came over and wanted to check it out because they heard that Americans had the skill set as well. So from that, they extended an invitation to send over a couple of skilled carpenters, and I just happened to be one of them. It was really a high honor.
No, it's amazing. And, you know, like we were saying, I remember when we were all there, the day after Notre Dame burned, and I've never been in a crowd that was that large but also that quiet. It was quite eerie. But obviously today it's a total 180 with all the excitement that's happening in Paris but the reopening. So, Jackson, how important is it for you to actually be there for the reopening?
Oh, I absolutely had to come. I was afraid to look at airline tickets, but it turned out that there were some that were quite accessible for me. So to be able to come here and experience it as a completed work right alongside with the public is just really icing on the cake for me. It's the cherry on top, and I'm absolutely honored to be here. Actually, just trying to get back here. I was stuck in the press, stuck in the crowd with Remy Fremont, who's one of the architects, and he was frustratedly trying to get to Notre Dame. It was really interesting moment there.
Well, as we said, the whole world, the 5 years ago, as you just heard RJ say, when we were there, the three of us were standing, and it was so somber. But to see just the jubilee, and again, $900 million was raised for this rebuilding, reconstruction process. I know it was about 750 of it was spent. They still have 150 million surplus, which that alone in today's world is also impressive. But, news about the rebuild has been spotty as it's occurred. We've heard bits and pieces of it and so forth. But, I'd like to hear about how long it took, you spent in France working on the new Spire, Jackson, where it took place and, how you enjoyed interacting with everyone on the project.
Oh, absolutely. I spent 3 months in the village of Troyes in the Loire Valley last year. And the workshop there was focused on the reconstruction of the Gothic elements. So when Philippe Villeneuve redesigned the Spire in the mid-1800s, he really went over the top with medieval Gothic elements in there. So quatrefoils and trefoils and balustrades and peaked Gothic gables and things like that. So that was the shop that I was working in. And then from there, our materials had to be sent off to the larger heavy timber construction shop where they fit those materials in. So we had a very fixed time frame because there was no possibility of going over time on that one. So, and one of the greatest challenges was the language barrier. My French is quite poor, but the workers in the workshop were excellent to work with, and we really leaned in on the language of timber framing and carpentry. There's only one way to use a chisel and a mallet.
Jackson,
I feel like your entire legacy as a carpenter and just as a human has led to this moment. And frankly, you could probably stop now and kind of sit back. I'm curious if you teach these skills to the younger generation.
Absolutely. And that's what the work of both Hans House Studios and the Timber Framers Guild, of which I'm the executive director, we're both organizations that are just devoted to sharing these skills with young and old and veterans. We've got a school, the Hartwood School up in New Hampshire, and schools that we're affiliated with all over the country. So yes, that is what we do.
Well, Jackson, listen, we thank you so much for giving us this report live today from Paris. Enjoy all the celebrations happening there this weekend, and congratulations on being an important part of Notre Dame's rebuild. Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you, and thank you so much for your interest in setting aside the time to speak with me.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, enjoy. Thank you.
All right. Well, listen, that is impressive.
Incredible.
And by the way, folks, we didn't have time to get into this, but Jackson's story is so rich. He's nearly 7 feet tall. They couldn't even find a uniform that would fit him when he was on the site. And by the way, what he just said, think about it. I'm sure with President-elect Trump there, the security is extra tight with what's going on.
Like you said, lockdown. Yeah.
But it is a moment for the entire world to celebrate. So, all right. Glad we were able to get that in. And thank you again, Jackson. When we return from this quick sponsors break, well, the Stanley Cup and the personal connection collide. What do I mean? Stick around. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
If your spine needs some extra TLC, then you need a Helix mattress from helixsleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort, and with 20 unique mattresses made for your personal preferences, you're going to find one that's right for you. Best part, Helix lets you try it out for 100 nights risk-free. Take the 2-minute Helix sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Just head to helixsleep.com/carry to save 20% off your mattress order, or you can visit rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
Amid holiday prep and gifts arriving on doorsteps, keeping your home and family safe has never been more crucial. Why? Because FBI data shows that the holidays see a sharp rise in burglaries and theft. You need security from SimpliSafe at simplisafe.com/carry. You'll save 50% on a new SimpliSafe system. It's their biggest deal of the year. Just head to simplisafe.com/carry to save 50% on your new system with a select professional monitoring plan. Or visit rmworldtravel.com and look under sponsors. Remember, there's no safe like SimpliSafe. Our friends at Tax Network USA tell us if you owe back taxes, don't gamble with the IRS. It's a no-win. You need Tax Network USA on your side. Their attorneys and expert negotiators employ brilliant strategies to help settle your IRS issues quickly and in your favor. Even if you haven't filed in a few years, they've helped resolve over $1 billion in tax debt for people like you. Talk with one of their strategists for free. To do that, just call 800-780-8888 or visit tnausa.com/carry. You'll also find that info at armworldtravel.com.
A medical test can reveal your body's biological age, which can show if you're aging prematurely. Better nutrition has been shown to reverse one's bio age. The hope of living longer and healthier is why we take Field of Greens. Field of Greens is an organic superfood fruit and vegetable drink. It's backed by the Better Health Promise. At your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or you're going to get your money back. Join us in Better Health with 15% off and free shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use promo code CARRY. Or as always, you can head to rmworldtravel.com and you'll find a link under sponsors.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
As we return from that quick break, we are now moving into the personal connection, and this portion of the program is sponsored by TravelGuard.com/carry.
Because world happenings, unknown situations, and unexpected events could compromise your travel plans, whether your next adventure is a long or short getaway, international, or even domestic, we recommend getting protected with a plan at TravelGuard.com/carry.
When your travel plans go wrong, folks, a Travel Guard travel insurance plan, well, they can make things go right. It's why we say packing a Travel Guard travel plan, well, it's one of the best things that you can do for successful travel. So go get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/carry. That's C-A-R-E-Y. It's affordable. It takes just a few minutes to get yourself set up. You'll also find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, since we're into December and many areas of this country have experienced significant snow, along with all the cold weather that goes along with it, today's personal connection is going to have an NHL hockey focus. Our next guest has been traveling with the NHL Stanley Cup Trophy since 1988, and whether you're a diehard hockey fan or not, there's no denying the iconic history of the Stanley Cup, which was first won in 1893. Some say it's the most traveled sports trophy in the history of sports. The keeper of the cup, Phil Pritchard, joins us now.
Well, he does indeed. Phil, we only seem to have you on the program during the cold weather months for some reason. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Hey, it's good to talk to you guys. And yeah, the weather is changing. But you know what? It's December. Christmas is here. For some, there's snow. For others, there's heat and warmth, I guess.
I get that's true.
Such is life.
That's such is life as well. Well, listen, I certainly recall when you joined us back in January for the Museum Gallery segment. And as we discussed the Hockey Hall of Fame in Toronto with you, actually, both Mary and I, we looked at each other. We realized that that conversation, there was so much more to the story about you and the Stanley Cup, so we wanted to have you back. I do want to start, let's go to 1988, Phil, when you took your first trip with the Cup. Share with everyone tuned in a brief overview of how it happened.
Well, you know, it's amazing. I mean, you mentioned 1988 there. It goes back quite a ways now. But I had started at the Hockey Hall of Fame, and the Cup needed to go out on the road. And no one else put up their hand, which I am not sure why. But so I kind of sheepishly put up my hand and said, well, I'm the new guy, but I'm happy to do that. And sure enough, I went out on the road, took the Stanley Cup in my vehicle. I had a little hatchback at the time, and away we went. And now, what are we now, 36 years later, and my hatchback's now an SUV, but I still put it in the back, and away we go.
And here you are. Away you go. I love it. And I know there are a few people who travel with the Cup, but you are the keeper. And from what I've heard, your loyal fans have bestowed that term on you. But I'm curious, besides the many travels around Canada and, of course, the United States, give us an idea of how well-traveled the Stanley Cup is. And does it, when it flies, does it go in cargo or does it go, like, with the passenger?
Well, it's a great question you ask, because obviously we do fly around Canada and U.S., but with the Stanley Cup, I've been to 30 other countries as well, and it always travels as baggage. So in doing that, when we check in at the airlines, a lot of people would go to the regular or first class, but I have to go to special services because of the size and the weight of the cup and the case that it's in when it goes.
Okay.
And from there, we kind of take a different route on TSA. Because as the cup goes through the machines and that, it is usually too big for those scanning machines. So I have to open it up and they have to hand check it and that, which is always an experience when they are a hockey fan and they don't know what's in it.
Oh, I bet it is. Wow.
Yeah.
You know,
but
Phil,
fortunately, there's a lot of photos.
Yeah, Phil. So what I find so fascinating, besides all of that, about this cup is it not only is it the annual trophy for the winning team in professional hockey, but there's so many stories, and that's really why you're back here with us today, because we talked a little bit about it off the air. The cup is for the families, and it's not just for the athletes. And I mean, I've read that somebody baptized their baby in the cup. This cup has had so many amazing personal connections itself. Is there anything else that you want to share that might surprise us listening?
Well, I mean, first off, it does have a personality of its own. I mean, when you see it at 36 inches high and pure silver at 38 pounds, it is pretty spectacular. But you mentioned about the christening and the cup. And when we last spoke in January, a lot has changed since then. The player that christened his daughter in the cup way back actually won it this past year in Florida as assistant coach. And his daughter had just recently had a baby herself. So they redid the whole christening, but now third generation in that Stanley Cup, which is pretty cool when you think of it.
Oh, wow.
Through the time. The player won it twice, once as a player, once as management. The daughter was in the cup for the christening and then had her own baby and had her baby in the cup.
Yes,
28 years later. So it's an amazing story.
Wow.
Just because some people, again, they'll see the trophy being held. Yeah. By the way, I was just thinking from what you said earlier, I would not want to be the baggage person handling at the airport because, you know the value of this,
it's
right?
It's a little risky. Yeah,
exactly,
yeah,
right.
It's
so
a huge responsibility.
There's no question about that. But, you know, and you talk about what you just said as far as third generation and christenings and so things. Yeah, these are really personal connections, right? So
they are so personal.
They are. There's some very interesting stories. You know, I want to bring it back to you as the keepers, since you are in our personal connection segment. You know, share what the cup and all the travels over the years with it has meant to you.
I think for me to be part of the story is pretty amazing. But as you said, the personal part of it, when the player or the athlete wins it and brings it home to his family and basically says thank you for everything you've done for me, whether it's mom and dad or whether it's grandparents or first teacher or coach or someone that pushed them to excel a bit harder. I'm there for all of that, to see that and to witness all those emotions. It's pretty powerful because there's obviously a lot of smiles, a lot of tears, a lot of joy, a lot of happiness. And to be part of that in just a small way is pretty neat to take in and become part in the memory box and the old brain here.
Well, and the cup itself, obviously, you know, it clearly stands for excellence. It's winning. You know, it is a positive thing and so forth. So, I mean, do you have any personal story over your career that really stands out that you could share with everyone listening today?
Well, I think if the cup could talk, it would be a bestseller without a doubt because everything it has seen. But for me, every time we take it to a new country or a new culture, it's so special. I remember the first time we went to Russia with it. And at the Moscow airport, it was all fenced off and that, and people were there by the hundreds and hundreds of people trying to see it and pushing their fingers through the fence or the barbed wire fence just to be able to touch the cup. And to be part of that is pretty amazing because these players, no matter whether they're Russian, American, Canadian or whatever, they're bringing it home to share with their family and friends, and that makes it spectacular.
Yeah, and they know what that stands for. Yeah.
So I'm curious about the engraving piece of it. Who does the engraving, and what happens when you run out of space?
Well, the cool part about, and it's a great question about the engraving, it's been a family tradition since the day one of the cup. So her name is Louise St. Jacques, and her family did it before her, and before them, their family or grandparents did it. So she's been doing it since the mid-80s now, and each letter gets hand-stamped onto the Stanley Cup. So the year of the team, the team name, and then all the players and coaches and staff, they all go on that cup. So there's 52 names that go on it. But what's amazing, as you just said in the final part of the question, is what happens when it runs out of room?
Yeah.
And it has done that a few times. But what we did at the Hockey Hall of Fame, we thought, you know what? It's 36 inches high. It's beautiful. Everyone recognizes. How can we make the trophy evolve but stay the same? So every 13 years, we have a little celebration that one of the earlier rings comes off that gets retired into the museum itself, and we add a new ring to the cup. So it remains the same look, the same style, the same weight, but all of that tradition and aura is still there, and it the stories of it continue on.
Wow, that is absolutely beautiful.
Very interesting.
Phil, we could do the whole show with you today.
You know, I do want to go. We've got about a minute left with you. And since it is, you know, you said it is December. We are in the winter season now. A good part of the U.S. has been covered by snow. I mean, there's certainly in Canada, clearly a lot of snow. But as far as hockey goes, its growth and the increased popularity is certainly evident. What do you say is the explanation for hockey's consistent growth?
Well, I think you are so right. It is very evident. It's played now in 96 countries around the world. And to be able to see a game live, I think you become a fan for life because of the colors, the speed, and all of that. But people are looking for that kind of activity or that kind of entertainment, a fast on-ice sport. And I think most of all, though, that you're able to make ice anywhere now. And that's thanks to technology that you can do that. So you don't have to be a northern country to play hockey. Southern countries play hockey. Australia does. New Zealand,
that's
South
true.
Africa.
Yeah.
All of these countries, and that's what makes it so great. It is a worldwide sport.
Well, and we just saw, obviously, with Florida, big thing. So, well, listen, folks, listen, the next time you're in Toronto, plan to pay a visit to the Hockey Hall of Fame. You may even find Phil there. Phil, really appreciate the check-in with you. We hope you have a great Christmas, and thanks for being part of the show again today.
Hey, no problem. Thanks again, guys. I'm, as you can hear, probably I'm at the airport on my way to Boston now for an event.
So the
tours continue.
Yeah, well,
safe travels, and thank you so much.
Thanks again. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, well, there we go. 36 inches, 38 pounds, Mary. It's an impressive, no question about it.
It really does stand for
winning and excellence, which we love. So, all right, well, next, Rudy's going to rejoin the show for the first time this hour to talk old school sailing ships. We'll also be taking you down to Dallas this hour. Bobby's going to enjoy that, as the Frontier of Flights Museum will be our focus for today's museum gallery. Stay with us, everyone. We're coming right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Here's a great deal waiting for all of our show fans who couldn't use a new pillow. The standard My Pillows retail for $49.98, but for a limited time, it's just $14.98. Queens are only $18.98, kings $19.98. These My Pillows are made with patented adjustable fill that adjusts to your exact individual needs regardless of your sleep position. This helps keep your neck aligned as it holds its shape all night long so you sleep great. Go to MyPillow.com/carry to get this deal. All orders over $75 ship for free. You'll also find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. Great deal, great pillows, folks.
If your spine needs some extra TLC, then you need a Helix mattress from helixsleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort, and with 20 unique mattresses made for your personal preferences, you're going to find one that's right for you. Best part, Helix lets you try it out for 100 nights risk-free. Take the 2-minute Helix sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Just head to helixsleep.com/carry to save 20% off your mattress order, or you can visit rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Hey, welcome back to the show. This segment of the program is sponsored by TheraBreath. You know, bad breath isn't something any of us like to talk about, but it is a reality, and it's something you can fix. Did you notice family or friends giving you a cold shoulder over Thanksgiving if you were near them while talking? No need to repeat that this Christmas. Just join us and get long-lasting fresh breath simply by using TheraBreath products. Besides just morning breath, stuff like tuna, cigarettes, garlic, onions, yogurt, beer, cheese, so many different types of medications, they all cause bad breath. And having good oral hygiene is a key to good health. So for a fresh and healthy mouth, it's TheraBreath for us. Use TheraBreath Fresh Breath Oral Rinse. That'll fix your bad breath. It doesn't mask it like those burning alcohol mouthwashes that can actually irritate your mouth. There are no added dyes, no artificial colors. It's gluten-free. It's even certified kosher. And if you have bleeding gums when you brush or floss, try TheraBreath Healthy Gums Oral Rinse, as it includes an FDA-approved ingredient proven to fight gum disease. There's even a TheraBreath Whitening Oral Rinse. This breakthrough rinse works to loosen and dissolve stains that many other whitening products simply miss without harsh chemicals. Products from TheraBreath give the gift of good health. Just look for the bright orange cap, in retail or drugstores, or you can order it at TheraBreath.com. There's confidence in every capful, and it makes a great Christmas gift. That's TheraBreath.com. Be sure to tell them Robert and Mary and Rudy sent you. But there's also a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, you may find our next segment a bit hard to believe. Here's the bottom line. There are cargo ships powered by sails only, that haul cargo around the Mediterranean and Caribbean and elsewhere. These ships look like something from yesteryear, but wait, there's more. Some of them take passengers who help with the sailing. This was a surprise to me, so I look forward to chatting with our next guest, Villa Cristiani, who is a ship owner and CEO of the company Greyhound Ventures that operates a tall ship in the English Channel carrying products like olive oil, rice, tea, flour, coffee, beer, and passengers. And you're invited to join. Mr. Cristiani, let's start at the beginning. Tell me about your ship.
Well, hello. I'm very pleased and happy to be part of this interview, radio show. What was the question? The ship?
Tell me about your ship. Yeah. What? How big is it? What's it based on? When was it built?
It's a replica of an 18th century Cornish lugger. It's a very special type of ship. It was used in the late 18th century in the English Channel. Our specific ship, the Greyhound, is a replica of a ship ordered by the customs officer of St. Ives to hunt down smugglers and pirates in the English Channel.
And how big is the crew and how many passengers can you take?
So the ship is 20 meters on deck, and overall, with the outrigger and the bowsprit, it's about 33 meters. We are a permanent crew of 5 to 6, and we can have 9 to 10 guests and carry up to 10 tons of cargo.
And describe to me how active the guests are involved in the loading or unloading of product or sailing.
Well, as much as they want, we adapt it to the sailing guests, the customer. It depends on the voyage as well. We don't always carry cargo. Sometimes we just do adventure charter. We'll go to nice places and just sail about. And we need the passengers to help us navigate and sail the ship. So we have some restrictions. You know, you can't be, you know, one-legged and 99 years old. Maybe you can, but usually you can't. So you have to be decently fit. But if you're not, you can still sail around. But we can't have a full crew of non-capable passengers. You need to help us. And we it's part of the experience. It's a fun part to be part of sailing and handling the cargo.
And this also involves helping with the sails, right?
Absolutely. We run her like a sail training ship in the sense that we teach our sailing guests everything and as much as they want to know. Some people just want to come along and enjoy the sunset. And so we adapt it according to, you know, who's on the ship and what they want to learn. But you can learn anything from you know, reading a sextant and navigation to steering the ship to handling the sails to hoist and douse the sails.
Fascinating. And then leaving beside charters, which you say you do, you sometimes you just do pure charters. Let's talk about, where you're carrying stuff and guests are helping out. What does this cost a guest approximately?
There's no real difference. In a way, it's more fun to be part of the cargo voyages and help out. Mm-hmm. A lot of people join us and think they're looking for dolphins and sunsets and the beautiful coves. We all are, and we reach them. But when they leave, it's actually the teamwork and the effort we put in together to go somewhere together and actually do something together and get this ship from A to B, which is the big what people leave the ship with, being part of a team.
Mm-hmm. And that costs how much, approximately?
The cost, yes, sorry, yes, that was the question. The cost. Anything between 180 euros to 230 euros, I guess we can translate it more or less directly to dollars.
Sure.
Per day. And an average day is then, an average trip is about 6 to 7 days, about a week.
Okay.
And
we only have about, and in 15 seconds, I know you don't have a casino on board or a show theater. How's the food? 15 seconds.
The food. We run a full vegetarian ship, and people leave amazed that you can eat such good vegetarian food on board the ship. We have professional chefs on board, and you eat breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks in between, and a beer when we arrive on our destination and drop anchor.
Great.
So it's amazing.
Villa Cristiani, we're reaching him by the way in his home in Stockholm, Sweden. He is the ship owner and CEO of Greyhound Adventures. And Greyhound, Grey is spelled G-R-A-Y, greyhoundventures.com. For more details, thanks for joining us. We'll be right back.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, Robert here saying come travel in Alaska in August with Mary and me aboard the Seabourn Quest. Right now you can lock in the best deal of the year as Seabourn is offering their Sale of the Year special, and it's going to save you an extra 15% off the cruise price, deliver up to $1,000 shipboard credit, plus a reduced deposit. So if you've always wanted to experience Alaska, join us for what's going to be a truly amazing trip. This is such a great deal. You've got two options to choose from, either the full 14-day option that leaves from Vancouver, Canada on August 8th, or the 7-day option leaving from Juneau, Alaska on August 15th if you can't get away for the 2 weeks. Just like we did with show fans in the Mediterranean for 2024, space is limited, so go to our website, rmworldtravel.com today. Click on the link at the top of the homepage that says Join Us, Book Here, 2025 Seabourn Alaska Cruise. It's in blue. You can't miss it. And get your spot booked with us. This makes an excellent Christmas gift, folks. 15% off, $1,000 shipboard credit, and a reduced deposit. rmworldtravel.com. Book your travels today and get ready for a great trip, folks.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Get out the map, get on the road, anywhere you want to go.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This portion of our award-winning program is sponsored by ReliefFactor.com. The facts are, life takes a toll on our bodies, and whether it's from sitting hours at your computer, working a physical job, or maybe you just had to have surgery and you're now paying the price for it, or many other things, over time our bodies are clearly not what they used to be. Do you suffer from chronic aches and pains? Well, there's an effective way to turn back the clock on pain. It's called Relief Factor, developed by doctors that help support your body's response to inflammation. The difference you'll notice is this. It doesn't mask pain. Relief Factor helps eliminate it. And we like the fact it's 100% drug-free. If the pains that come with living a full life are affecting you, join us and turn back the clock on pain at ReliefFactor.com. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. The facts are, when you feel good, it's amazing how much more you get out of life. So do this. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 1-800-4-RELIEF. And as a show fan, you'll save on your first order. There's also a direct link at armworldtravel.com if you look under sponsors. Well, every once in a while, the producers of this show make a dubious decision to allow me a short segment to hold forth on a particular topic. They call it a Rudy riff. Well, today is such a day, and in today's riff, I want to suggest something that may seem very counterintuitive to you. It did to me. Mainly, I'm going to suggest that on your next vacation, don't overplan it. In fact, maybe don't necessarily commit to something as common as a beach vacation. I got this idea from a guy who has spent 2 decades studying what makes people happy. And that's appropriate to this topic because most of us head out on a vacation with the intention of having a good time, of being happy. And with the internet now at everyone's fingertips, researching vacation is easier than ever. We can read about events coming up at our destination and book tickets to a sporting event or opera. We can look at photos or even videos of resorts and check out their pool areas or their beach. With our phones, we can map our driving precisely almost anywhere. No more wandering down the wrong road for an hour because you discover you're off course. In short, we can plan the perfect vacation before we go. But do we want to? Jeff Gallick is an associate professor of marketing at Carnegie Mellon's Business School, and over time, he's studied a very niche kind of thing. Professor Gallick has set about exploring how your enjoyment or our enjoyment of consumables decreases over time, and how you can beat that. What does he mean by enjoying consumables decreasing over time? Well, in an article in the Wall Street Journal recently, he gave a simple example of having a piece of great chocolate cake for dessert. Think about it. That first bite is almost always the best, isn't it? But the more we consume, the more ordinary it gets. Not that we're thinking about that, because we're probably paying attention to other guests at the table or watching a football game on a TV screen. But if you only paid attention to that piece of cake the entire time you ate it, I think you'd find out he's right. That first stage is great, and then by the time you're done, and you're done. The thrill is gone after that first couple of bites when we discover how good it is. And he thinks we can apply the same logic to a vacation. Ever gone on a beach vacation? Let's say you're coming from a cold climate like, well, like Minnesota, where I am today, and where the temperature has not gone much over 18 degrees this past week. The first morning I walk onto a beach under a warm sun and spread out in a towel is fabulous, because compared to what my days in Minnesota are like, that's heaven. But think about someone who lives on that beach year-round. Is it really special to them when they greet the morning sun? Usually not, because it's a piece of chocolate cake they've been enjoying for years, perhaps. And even my first beach day, if I stay out in the sun too long, I get hot, maybe cranky, I get sand in my club sandwich. I don't know. I'm determined to enjoy it because it's a luxury I can't enjoy for months in Minnesota. So here's my point. Here's his point. Take a vacation and mix it up. Professor Gallick suggests you luxuriate on the beach for a couple hours only, but before you get hot and find it's not enjoyable, go to an oceanside restaurant. Leave the beach. Do something different. Go to a museum, maybe a spa. And the reverse applies. Dedicate a long day to visiting museums in a city like Paris. It's chock-a-block with museums, and it can be tiring. That special delight you felt when you began the morning at the Musée d'Orsay can fade by dusk if you're trotting the endless halls of the Louvre. A few hours at the beach, a few hours shopping or dining or visiting museums, and the theory is you'll enjoy each of those pursuits more. In fact, he suggests if you're getting a massage, stop halfway through for 5 minutes and start again, and you'll be like eating that first bite of chocolate cake again. Why might he enjoy the hotel? Well, here's another point he wants to make. The internet offers so many choices for travelers that you can experience choice overload. The professor describes someone who does that as a maximizer, which is in contrast to a satisfier who takes a quick look at, say, hotel options and rapidly chooses one. Why might he enjoy his hotel more than the careful shopper who looked at everything on the internet? Because if something is off when he gets to his hotel, the maximizer feels remorse that he didn't choose one of the other 50 hotels he looked at. The satisfier, however, has no such regret because he doesn't really know what he's missing at the other hotels. As I said, this is sort of counterintuitive since we tend to want to study all the options at a time. Last point, do something out of the ordinary. Instead of taking Uber, take a bus. Be a little less comfortable. Change things up. A little beach every day, a little beach vacation, a little bit of museums. A few bites of chocolate cake beats eating 2 slices. So don't overplan. Wander down streets unplanned. Take a few wrong turns. Trust the science. Parse your enjoyment by varying it, not overdoing it. Well, there you go. I'm Rudy Maxa. That's my riff for today. Stick around. We got lots more interesting travel guests coming up. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, 9 of our 10 segments are now in the books for this December 7th broadcast. Now the Museum Gallery will take us to Dallas, where the show is heard on AM 660, FM 92.9, and FM 94.9 HD2 K-Sky Radio, and we're sponsored by Colette.
You're a traveler with places to go, and you expect social connections, independence, expertly planned itineraries, and the best pacing. So we say go guided with Colette and go discover the people, places, and cultures that make travel so much fun. They seek out the best restaurants for you, activities, and cultural experiences, which means you get to enjoy your destination without all the stress of making the travel plans.
You know, Colette's been a leader in guided travel since 1918. They operate on all seven continents. Every adventure with them includes accommodations, dining, transportation, knowledgeable tour managers, plus ample free time just to do your own thing. As a show fan, visit Colette.com for an array of savings, or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. You'll find a direct link.
Down to Dallas Love Field we go, not for the airport, but for the Frontiers of Flight Museum. That's the focus for today's museum gallery, as their CEO, Abigail Erickson-Torres, is holding for us on that show hotline.
Well, yes, she is. Nice to have you aboard with us today, Abby. Welcome.
Oh, gosh, thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here on this very special day.
Well, certainly we appreciate having you aboard with us. So listen, your museum is such a gem there at Dallas Love Field. Certainly few airports have a legitimate museum on the property, like is the case for you. It all began back in 1963. And if folks don't know the story, that's when aviation historian, and publisher of Flight Magazine, George Hadaway, he gave artifacts from his private collection to the University of Texas. So talk about the founding of the actual museum, how far you've come, and really where you are today at Dallas Love Field.
Sure. So we started over the actual physical space. We started over at Dallas Love Field. We had a small little area there just as you come into the arrivals section on the top level. And in the last 20 years, we've actually moved over to a big 100-square-foot building where you can see the Southwest Airlines plane famously sticking out of the end there, right next to the JSX new terminal. And that is a great space for us. We have, 100,000 square foot of children's play activities, a space area, but we really do talk about the journey of flight and what mm-hmm. flight is from the very beginning right the way through, from earlier like the hot air balloons all the way through to aerospace and what's happening today. So we really are expanded our services in the last 20 years. And right now we serve about 58,000 children that come through here from all over the community and different countries. We have about 49 different countries that come to see it. And any one time in the museum, like today, we have over 15 languages being spoken here at the Frontiers of Flight.
Wow. So you mentioned Southwest. I know you have a Southwest Airlines gallery, but you also have a very exciting new exhibit we've heard about, the Aerials exhibit. And I want to give you an opportunity to talk to us about that.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited about this exhibit. We have a world-renowned National Geographic awardee, Jeremy Locke, who is our guest curator, and that exhibit is coming to the museum in January on the 30th, proudly sponsored by some of our local folks here. And that exhibit, he's actually talking to his combat photographers who have taken photographs in the air of aerial combat as well as just other planes in motion. And it's a very moving because it's going to be these veterans who are going to bring together this great collection that's never been seen before and then have a panel when we kick it off. So they'll talk about, when the photographs were taken, how they were taken. It's going to be really fantastic. So you'll see an array of all different kinds of aircraft from early, from the 70s right up through to the 2020s.
So interesting.
That's really cool. Yeah.
And so you also have so many things to see. The Golden Age of Flight Gallery. You have a World War I, World War II gallery, a Dreamers and Early Flyers gallery. That one looks interesting because it is the beginning of flying. Anything special or unique you want to point out about that gallery?
Yes, actually, we have some amazing. We actually have the Hindenburg radio controller seat and some pieces of the Hindenburg.
Oh, wow.
There's a whole story around that. The radio controller actually leapt out and closed the door behind him, but it hermetically sealed the space where the seat was. He would have survived if he had not escaped. But we have that radio right here, the radio chair, and we've got a great story about it here in our Early Flyers exhibit. We also have Richard E. Byrd's Parker. He's that famous explorer who was one of the first to fly to the North and South Pole. We have that Parker here that's very famous, which is really awesome. But
well,
we also
Abby,
have the Apollo.
I'm sorry, I was going to say, Abby, what I love in hearing all this, and I want to share with folks as well, you're beyond aviation because you also have a really great collection there of space. And I'm talking about whether it's from Mercury or Gemini or the Apollo space programs. And where I want to ask you this, I know something big happened today. Santa arrived there earlier about an hour or so ago. But how many visitors, you know, do you attract annually? Certainly today's Santa arrival had to boost attendance for sure.
Yeah, we have Santa Day, and Santa arrived on an Airbus helicopter, so the kids were losing their minds. It was amazing. About 1,000 kids here just watching Santa come across the tarmac. But we see about 150,000. Actually, we're tracking about 158,000 year-to-date of folks that come through the museum. So we are not a small museum, but we are a family museum. We have a really great culture here, so we're not a cold museum. We'd walk through this. Lots of history. We have amazing Red Vest docents here who can tell and share stories of their own. Some veterans. Well, we really support the veterans.
I want to help you add a few more to that number. I'm going to give the information right now, folks, to plan your own trip. More information on the museum and events, you can just go to flightmuseum.com, flightmuseum.com. Abby, really appreciate your time today. Merry Christmas and best wishes going forward.
Thank you, you too, and it was lovely to join you all. Come on down to the museum.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you so much.
All right, well, there goes Abby. Santa has arrived in Dallas. Love that. Bobby, you should be enjoying that there as well. But right now, I got to wrap this show. I guess I should say we got to land the show. Thanks for spending the past 120 minutes with us today, everyone. Until we are back on your radio again live next Saturday, December 14th at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, special thanks to all of our guests who appeared on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy. Thanks to our show team, our network affiliates, and our sponsors. And thanks to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed, safe travels and enjoy.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.